Take an ordinary car, paint it in wild colors, supercharge the engine, and you've got yourself a hot rod. Does the making of such cars qualify as a folklife tradition? John Lohman thinks so.
Well, ever since the automobile started coming off the assembly lines at Detroit, they've been revised, altered, and souped up in small garages and car shops throughout America. This tradition was particularly strong in Southwest Virginia and remains a vibrant culture to this day.
And the director of the Virginia Folklife Program hopes it will stay that way.
The Folklife Apprenticeship Program pairs what we call a master artist, which is somebody who is recognized within his or her own community as a lifelong master of a particular traditional art, traditional skill, with an apprentice for 9 months to help pass these traditions along.
But you have some harmonies there, too.
That's true. And, but, yeah.
One of the master artists is Flori Jagoda. She is a Sephardic Jewish musician who was recently awarded a National Heritage Fellowship for her Ladino ballad singing. Ladino, an old form of Spanish, is the language spoken by Jews from Spain, Turkey, and Northern Africa.
This music has been part of my family. My nonna, my grandmother, she was a singer. She didn't talk, she sang. She had a very beautiful voice. From beginning, way back, music was always part of daily living.
Ladino traditions have been kept alive for centuries through the Jews' expulsion from Spain in 1492 and the Nazi Holocaust of the 20th century. Flori Jagoda, who grew up in Sarajevo, was the only member of her family to survive World War II. Susan Gaeta is Flori Jagoda's apprentice. She says she's enjoying the bond that formed during the program.
She and I connect very well, both musically and just as friends. I seem to understand a little bit about her voice and the way she trills her voice. And it's not a skill as much as it's just like an intuition. It's something that we just can do together.
Traditional agricultural practices are also being preserved in the Virginia Folklife Apprenticeship Program. Marshall Kofer is a master at handling the large draft horses used before farming was mechanized.
Originally, there were 5 breeds of horses that done farm work, and they are Shires, Percherons, Belgiums, Suffolks, and Clydesdale. It's what the early generations of this country thrived on.
Mr. Kofer is teaching his apprentice, Rebecca Austin, how to handle the large creatures, which he says require patience and confidence. The same skills are required for woodworking. Grayson Chesser is a legend on the eastern shore of Virginia for his wooden ducks. Decoys were once important tools for duck hunters, but demand dropped through the 20th century.
You really didn't have many guys from the World War II generation who were carvers, because after World War II, you had things like plastics and paper mache decoys come on the market, and they really replaced wooden decoys, hand-carved decoys.
Mr. Chesser met his apprentice, 23-year-old Robbie Marsh, when the younger man bought a decoy from him. Mr. Marsh is now learning to apply his own style to the decoys. Not all of the master artists in the Folklife Apprenticeship Program are individuals. Director John Lohman says the Paschal brothers are carrying on a long gospel tradition.
Long tradition of a cappella gospel quartet singing. They call them gospel quartets, although sometimes these groups had 7 or 8 people in them, believe it or not.
The late Reverend Frank Paschal Sr. and his 3 sons formed a group in 1981 to help keep gospel quartet singing alive. But Frank Paschal Jr. explains that they've been singing together a lot longer than that.
Well, actually, we started knee-high. My father used to get us around in the living room and put us in what we call training sessions, unknowingly, giving us different pitches to hit, singing a cappella, no music accompaniment.
Children, you better run.
Run when God says.
Somebody's calling you, you better run.
The brothers are now in their 40s and 50s, and their own children and nephews are their apprentices. Terrence Paschal says that's the way it should be.
We've been entrusted with such a gift. How dare we not share that gift in the same spirit in which it was given unto us.
The Folklife Apprenticeship Program is also helping pass on the skills of fiddle making, blacksmithing, and fingerstyle banjo picking. I'm Sean Tubbs in Charlottesville, Virginia.
You better run when I say somebody's calling you. You better run. better ride. Well, you know somebody is calling you, and I feel like my time ain't long.